Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Prophetess Demetria, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Authority Grace. I am so glad to have you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am here to enlighten you. I also am here to stir up the gift in you by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God. Hallelujah for this beautiful day. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's very, very hot today here in hot Vegas. But I tell you the truth, thank God for air conditioning. Praise God. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. And if you're listening in the sound of my voice, and if you want to call in for prayer, if you would just like to call in to talk back, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. And you can call in and we'll pray with you. We'll answer questions. And if you would like to just dialogue back and forth about the things that we're talking about today. And on that note, we're going to be talking about the results of justification. I'm going to speak to you a little bit through Romans, the 5th chapter. God is good. He is so good. I had a good week thus far. Amen. I'm glad to be here. I have my sister-in-law visiting me from California. I'm excited about that. She has been a great inspiration to me, and I'm so glad that I have the company here. Thank you so much, sis, for being here with me. Yay! Glory to God. So I thank you all for tuning in. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. We know he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We thank the Lord for all that he's doing for us in this season. Amen. And in this hour. Amen. And we praise God. Hallelujah. I also want to thank the Lord for BBS Radio. I thank the Lord for those guys being here for us. I thank the Lord that they are there so that I can be here to bring you a marvelous word. Amen. Straight from the Holy Ghost. Amen. So at this time, I want to start by saying that I got a prayer request while I was waiting to come online. I got a prayer request for one of our prayer warriors, and I want you all to be in agreement with me for Sister Elise. We're believing God that she is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. You know, Matthew 18 and 19 says that where there are two or more gathered together. Also, Matthew 21 and 22, we stand on that. If we ask anything, believing. Amen. And I know it's enough of you out there in radio land that are listening to me that will stand in agreement with me. She was admitted into the hospital while we were waiting to come on broadcast. So I want to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That Sister Elise is healed. In Jesus' mighty name, by his stripes, she is healed. Amen. And if enough of you agree with me, we're going to get a call while we're here on this radio broadcast and she has been released. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And if you have any prayer requests, you can always give us a call at 888-627-6008. You can also send your prayer request to P.O. Box 753092. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Amen. And I'll repeat that again later on in the broadcast because I thank the Lord for those responses that I get. Amen. And I'm praying and believing God for you all. Amen. Be blessed. All right. So if you have your Bible or on your phone or on your iPads, tablets, or your devices, you might want to turn with me to Romans, the fifth chapter. Amen. And Romans, the fifth chapter, enlightened me so much today as I was digging into this word. And I'm excited about what God is doing and what he is saying in the name of Jesus. The last time I came before you, I was having some challenges with my retina in my right eye. But I want to tell you today, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, walking in his authority, glory to God. His grace is sufficient for us all, amen. So Romans 5:1 is where I'm going to start. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, come on somebody, and rejoice in hope. What hope? The hope of glory. The hope of the glory of God. Amen. And I wanted to just kind of just rest right there for a minute, park right there, maybe stop at the stop sign for a little minute and talk about the being justified by faith. Amen. We know that by faith, the worlds were spoken to existence. Amen. We know that by faith, a lot goes on in faith. Amen. A lot has been going on through faith from the beginning of time. Amen. And so we have the peace. And we know that peace is this peace that he's talking about, is that peace that surpasses what? All understanding. Amen. The peace of God. You cannot explain the peace of God. You just tell somebody, you know, they say, oh, you're so calm, you're so collected, you're so relaxed. I see the joy of the Lord on you. And what is it? It's that spiritual joy that comes from having the peace of God. And then how do you know it's the peace of God? Because you believe it by faith. Amen. You believe that by faith you have the peace of God, and that peace surpasses all understanding. Amen. And I wanted to, let me stand up here. I wanted to say that being justified by faith, we have the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access. All right, let's park right there. Access. Having access. Ooh, I wish y'all could talk back to me, because you know access means you have admission, right? It's like an all access pass. You know, sometimes people have all access passes to amusement parks and to theaters. What is that? That Regal have all access pass. And an all access pass means that it's all day, every day. Amen. It's no limit. Your admission is no limit on your admission. Amen. And having access to God, having access to the faith of God, having access to be in the presence and the glory of God. Amen. And so I'm excited, because knowing that we have access all day, every day, we have the admission ticket. Amen. What is that admission ticket? That means that we stand in prayer, that position of prayer. We're standing on a firm foundation. Amen. We're standing in faith, believing God that he has placed that peace upon us that, again, surpasses all understanding. Amen. And we believe that the love of God, come on, somebody, is causing us to be able to have the access to move and live and have our being, to be able to go in. You know, you have to go into a place. And sometimes we go in places and we're like, oh, I really don't feel like going. But the joy that comes through having that access I was explaining to somebody earlier today about the access. Having access to me is like, here in Vegas, we have some stores that stay open 24 hours. That's an all day, every day access. All day, every day admission, right? And that's the same way it is with Christ Jesus, the glory of God. We have access. It's 24/7. It's all day, every day. Amen. And we know without a doubt, when you leave the house, you say, oh, I'm going to this particular store. You already know that store is open. You already know that you don't have to have a ticket to get in, right? You already know that you have full access, and you do that by faith. Amen. You walk by faith. When you go get in your car, you say, I'm getting in my car by faith. I'm going to go over here to this store. And why I'm using the store is because we know there's so much going on right now in this season. Amen. There's a lot going on. And so by faith, we get into our car. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for traveling mercy, traveling grace. You get in the car, you go into the parking lot, and then you pray going in the store. Even though you have access, you have that all access pass, amen, admission to the store, but you also have the greater admission, which is to Christ Jesus. And by faith, you believe that when you pray, he has given you that covering, amen, to go in, come on, somebody, and get the things that you need and come out safely. Glory to God. So we believe by faith when we pray, amen, standing and believing God. That he's doing this for us, this protection, this mercy, his grace. And I love talking about his grace because his grace is sufficient for us. And here at Authority Grace, we believe in his great grace. Amen. We believe that God's grace is sufficient for us, meaning that it's never empty. It's never where he's going to say no, insufficient fund, insufficient answers. No such thing. His grace is sufficient at all times. Amen. We believe God. We trust God. Hallelujah. We trust in the Lord with all our heart. Amen. And by faith, we're doing this all by faith. And his grace makes it possible for us. He's given us grace for this. Amen. So I'm excited that by faith we can move around and know that we have access by faith into this grace. Amen. The grace is sufficient. We have access to it. We believe God. Amen. And wherein we stand. And someone asked me earlier, said, well, how are we standing? That no, now you're not just standing in a position like go and stand by the door. But what we're doing, you have faith to believe God. You're standing in your position of prayer. Amen. Your position of belief. Amen. That's how you're standing. You're standing in a position. There's different in military. In the military they have different stance. In the police academy you have a stance. In the fire department you have a stance. Every uniform authority has a stance. There's a certain stance where it's a relaxed stance, and then there's one where you're standing on guard. Amen. And that's where we stand. We stand by faith, but we on guard. We're covered. And we stand in our position. And what is our position, Prophetess Demetria? Our position is prayer. Amen. Believing that when we open our mouth and when we pray, God hears us. Amen. And not only does he hear us, but he answers us. Amen. There's no good thing will he withhold from them that diligently do what? Diligently seek him. Come on, somebody. I'm excited because I know we can stand. Hey, you can call somebody and say, believe with me, Matthew 18 and 19. Stand with me. Come on, somebody. You can call the number 888 888 888 627-6008 and say, Prophetess Demetria, I need the team. You all stand with me. I'm believing God for healing. I'm believing God to move in this house across the street. Come on, somebody. I'm believing God, hallelujah, that this business opened up for me. I'm believing God for the business loan. Come on, somebody. You're in a stand. You're saying, stand with me, glory to God, by faith. And God has given us the grace. By faith, we believe it. So what are we doing? We're standing. And then we know that we're not standing alone. Amen. He said he's there in the midst. Come on, somebody. He's there in the midst. Glory to God. You know, I gave this analogy, this particular analogy about this scripture, about standing, about the faith. And I saw the waterfall as I was ministering. I saw a waterfall. I've been seeing waterfalls for a while in this season. Amen. And as I saw the waterfall, the analogy was that the water was coming over the fall. Come on, it was falling. And as it was falling, there was some when the water fell, it was calm stream. And then there was some that fell and it was a rapid stream. And then there was some that felt that the water just was meaty, you know, it was kind of medium. It wasn't rapid, but it wasn't wild, you know, it wasn't slow. Amen. So we know that when that stream and water comes over the stream, some stand, some move, and but we have faith to believe that as we hold on, amen, when you go water rafting, somebody can agree with me on this. When you go water rafting, you hold on and you believe that when you go over those little cliffs and those humps, that even if your raft turned over, it's going to flip back over again. Amen. It had the pontoon side. So we're believing by faith, amen, that we're getting on this rapid water, but we will survive. We will come through the thrill of victory. Come on, somebody. That thrill of victory is faith. You believing that when you go through whatever the challenge is, you coming out victorious. Amen. That's a faith walk because you're believing God. That's a stance. Amen. Come on, somebody. I believe God. I trust God. I know that He has given us access. He has given us at the admission ticket. It's all access. Come on, somebody. Stand with me. Agree with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited that we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Now, look at that part. After you've stood, you had the faith to stand by grace. Amen. Now you're standing. Now, what are you doing? You're rejoicing. Amen. You're rejoicing in the victory. Come on, somebody. He said, don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Glory to God. Believe God. Hallelujah. I'm about ready to run over there. Because he said, when I stand up by faith and believe God, I'm going to walk through this fire. I'm not going to be burned. I'm going to walk through the water. It's not going to overtake me. Come on, somebody. And then as I walk through, hallelujah, you know what he did when he separated that water? He caused them to walk through a what? On dry ground. By faith, we believe God. Amen. When he tells you to go on over there, whatever that situation was, that one that's believing for that house across the street, and you know you're believing. How do I know you're believing? Because you're packing your bags, you're packing your boxes, and you're taking what he told you to take, and the stuff he told you to give away, you're giving it away because you're operating in obedience of God. Come on, somebody. That's a form of standing by faith. That grace, hallelujah. He's giving you the grace for the faith to stand. And believe God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pack those boxes. Pack those bags. That's a form of believing God. By faith, you're moving into the house. I see the house across the street. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walk therein. Hallelujah. And then once you get there, rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we give you all the glory. We thank you, Father God, for the victory. We made it through. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And this is not my word. This is the word of God in Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. That's what we're doing. We're standing on this word and believing God that we have been justified by faith. Hallelujah. And we're standing on a firm foundation. Prophet Demetria, how do you know that the foundation is firm? Because it's God's grace. Hallelujah. His glory is not our glory. It's not our grace. He gave it to us. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Stand, believe, trust. Hallelujah. Don't allow any doubt to come in. Glory to God. And watch the move of God take place in your life when you do the instruction. And it's easy. Just believe. That's the only instruction you have, to believe. Isn't that what faith is? Believing that which the Holy Ghost have shared with you. Hallelujah. If he tell you to stand still, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe God. Hallelujah. And as you rejoice, and you know what that does, it brings in spiritual joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Trust and believe me. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's supernatural joy comes in this believing, walking by faith. The spiritual joy comes. It's not joy that you get when you eat some birthday cake. It's not the joy that you get when someone is celebrating the wedding. It's not that kind of joy. That's a joy too, but it's a different kind of joy. It's a spiritual joy. It comes from within. Come on, somebody. I feel this thing. It's a joy unspeakable. Somebody needs to hear this word today. That one that's believing for that house across the street, you better stand on your feet and believe God. Trust God. This word is for you today. Amen. To walk by faith, pack those boxes, pack those things, and the things that God told you to give away, give them away. And watch him move in that. He'll give you something greater. Ha! Got to have room for something greater. That's why he said, give it away. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he says here that after he gave us the access, hallelujah, through our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope. What hope? The hope of glory. Whose glory? The glory of God. Hallelujah. The glory of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. We're going to hear testimonies. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to hear some testimonies about the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, about the glory of God. The tribulation also, knowing that tribulation work of patience. Amen. We're going to touch on that next time, about the patience that God give you to go through. And remember, I said go through, not stand still. No murmuring, no complaining, no whining, because you're going to be rejoicing. That spiritual joy. Come on, somebody. The spiritual joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to welcome my guests. Hallelujah. I see you, Johnny. Would you like to have words? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. We're in Romans, the 5th chapter. Would you like to have words? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what this grace gives us? Special privileges. And one of the special privileges that grace gives us is authority. The authority of God. Amen. How many of you know about the authority of God? You know, God's authority is mighty. It's mighty. How do we know it's mighty? Because over in Habakkuk, the third chapter, he talked about that power that's in his hand. That's mighty. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The special privileges. Somebody call in and tell me about a special privilege that they've had. The number is 888-627-6008. Let me hear about a special privilege that God has given you because of your obedience to the word of God. Which obedience, Prophet Demetria? The faith, being obedient to believe God, to trust God, to walk by faith, to stand and see the salvation of God. To see the move of God taking place in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Is there anyone on this line that would like to have words today to speak and interject on what I'm talking about here with the faith of God? Go ahead, have your way.
Amen. I'm in the hospital, but I looked at the time and I see I could lock in. I'm waiting for the doctor to come in, but I believe God. He done brought me this far, and I thank him for what he's doing, and I know by his stripes I'm healed.
Yes.
I know by his stripes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank the Lord because I've had so many interruptions trying to get on the line from 2 weeks ago up until now.
Well,
and,
praise God. We're welcome.
They
we
transferred
welcome
me from another hospital to this one, and I said, if I can get in the room by myself, I'm gonna try to get on the line. So you
praise
guys just
God.
keep me lifted up to the Lord.
Yes, we have you lifted up, Sister Elise. When
Amen.
I first came on the line,
Amen.
I called your name out, and I let the people know that we are praying and believing God for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for
thank
Sister
you,
Elise. As you know, when I first came on the line, that was the lady I was sharing with you, that God is healing her. In the name of Jesus, he has healed her. Amen. You hear
yes,
how strong
yes.
she sounds? Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Praise God
yes.
with
yes,
me
Lord.
For Sister Elise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
He's
Lord.
Brought her from a mighty long way.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Lord.
We praise God.
Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to welcome all my visitors, all of you that are on the line. Wisconsin is on the line. Anna, we praise God for you. And thank you for being here. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Sister Elise. And anyone else that I miss, I just want to thank you all for supporting me and for being here and trusting the word that God has put in my mouth for this season. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Because I mean Jesus all the way. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, mm-hmm. as I was talking about those special privileges, come on, somebody. Sister Elise came on the line. That's a special privilege because she walks by faith. Come
Amen.
On, somebody. She believes
yes,
God.
Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Lord.
She
Lord.
Trusts God.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what I know, not what I heard. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We walk by faith. We believe God. And we know that he's real. And those that are out there listening to us, just trust God. Believe God. Put the word to work in your life. Come on, somebody. Trust us. Hallelujah. If you don't trust man, but trust the word of God that's in our mouth. Come on, somebody. We are living testimonies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We believe God. Glory to God.
Amen.
His word is true. His word does not return unto him void, but it does that which it has been sent out to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Anna, would you like to have 1 minute? Go ahead.
I was like, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Well, when we were talking about what the Lord has gave us, all authority. You know, the other day, my husband and I were rummaging, and a neighbor had walked around the corner just to check on us and stuff. And Javier noticed that her leg, she needs surgery or something, and he said, can we pray for you? She only knew Spanish, and then we're like, oh, and that fear comes in, you know, but I'm like, but God gave us all authority. And we just started praying for her, and we just felt the Holy Ghost, and she says, my leg is better. And I just wanted to cry, because up the corner, there's a church, and then God says, you got to get out of the four walls. You have to. The people are out here. The people are out here. They're outside. We went to Piggly Wiggly. We were led again to pray for another lady.
She Praise God.
You were sent from heaven. We started crying like, God loves you. It's God, not us. It's Him. But when we take that authority and know who we are and whose we are, people are out there, guys. They're beyond the four walls. And I just thank the Lord that He gives us all authority. And that fear, when that fear tries to get you, you just keep pushing through. And you pray. If you sometimes you may not know the words, but the Holy Ghost gives you the words. And the Holy Ghost knows Spanish, English, Chinese, for that matter, because you're speaking in tongues. And you're praying life over these people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that word of encouragement. Sister Anna, we praise God for you and Javier and the work that you all are doing. Praise God. And see, that goes back to what I was saying about that spiritual joy and the special privileges. Amen.
Yes.
That is when we rejoice. Amen. Because God has, He has moved, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. As you rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You rejoice because you know that by faith, that thing that you have petitioned Him for has already been taken care of. Trust God. Hallelujah. Yes. Believe
glory
the word
God.
Of God, hallelujah.
God.
And we thank you and we praise you for that spiritual joy. See, that spiritual joy, you can't even explain it. All you have to know is that He gives it to you and you walk by faith in it. Because you know that the joy of the Lord, what? It is your strength. And He said the power is where? In His hand. And then what did He do? He laid His hands upon us by the Holy Ghost.
And
when He sent His Son,
who
knew no sin. Come on, somebody.
Woo.
And He gave Him good gifts to give up to us.
Woo.
Amen.
Woo.
By the Holy Ghost.
Woo.
And by faith, we believe God. Woo. Hallelujah. And there's nothing missing. Come on, somebody. And nothing broken. Woo. Glory to God. Believe God. Trust Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And by faith, we know that it's real. Hallelujah.
And you step out by faith. You step out by faith. You step out by faith. You just
thank
do
you,
it.
Jesus.
You do it.
Glory to God. Yes, you have to walk by faith. You have to trust God. Hallelujah. This is a faith walk. Amen. And that's the reason why we talk about the spiritual joy. We talk about the grace is sufficient for you, meaning that you will never run out of His grace. Amen. It's everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And we want to lift up Florida right now. Florida with all the hurricanes in Puerto Rico. Florida.
Yes, yes. We're believing and praying and believing God for Florida. In the name of Jesus, by faith, we believe God. And we send His word to Florida. We send His word to Puerto Rico. We send His word to His people. We send His word to the nation. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Believe in God by faith. And we know, hallelujah, glory to God, that his hand moves. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we pray. That's part of that standing I was talking about. When you stand, hallelujah, believing. Because isn't that the instructions that he gave us? He said, when you pray, you stand in right? You stand. Mm-hmm. You rejoice. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And all that put together is what? Believing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
This word is real. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. And I feel it.
Hallelujah.
I feel the move of God taking place in the lives of the people who are in the sound of my voice. Amen.
Yes.
And that you're going to take up this faith walk and you're going to believe God and you're going to get in your stance. You're going to stand by faith. You're going to be standing in position, not just standing still like a statue, but standing on the word of God. And while you're standing on the word of God, you're going to be rejoicing. Amen. Believing the words that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
To the Lamb
Glory.
Of God.
Glory.
And we thank you for the access. We thank you, Father God. Glory to God. We thank you for your faith, your peace, your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that it's all through Christ Jesus. We don't take none of this for ourselves. This is through Christ Jesus. Because without him, none of this could be done. We wouldn't even be able to sit here and tell you about it. Hallelujah. But it's by grace. Glory to God.
Lord.
His grace
Lord.
That he gave unto us.
Mm.
Glory to God. And again, I'd like to give you this number if you'd like to call in for prayer. 888-627-6008. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call in and give a comment, hallelujah, a praise report, hallelujah. It's 888-627-6008. Authority, grace, hallelujah, glory to God. Also, the P.O. Box, hallelujah, is P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season, this season of access. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I praise God for this hour. I praise God for this move of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God what he's doing in our families in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord what he's doing through the ministry. Hallelujah. Authority, grace. Hallelujah. Blessing God's people. Hallelujah. From city to city. Hallelujah. Glory to God. State to state. Glory to God. And I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to just pray right now and thank the Lord for his healing virtue going out through these airways in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And we believe by faith that those that are believing you for healings, Father God, that they're receiving their healings even now in the name of Jesus as they are in the sound of my voice, which is your voice, Lord. You speak through me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You pray through me. Glory to God. And we're believing together in the name of Jesus for a move of God to take place in each and every life that's represented on this line today. In the name of Jesus. And those that wanted to tune in but weren't able to tune in, Father God, we just believe, God, for them as well. Those things that they were believing you for, Father God, those healings, hallelujah, every need being met, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Those cares that they have cast upon you, We believe, God, hallelujah, that is taken care of even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for financial needs being met today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for lives being changed today. Hallelujah. We thank you for salvation today. Those that need saving, we thank you that they're saved today in the name of Jesus. They accept you as their personal savior, and they say yes to you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say yes to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you and we praise you on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. Those that are believing you for food on the table today, we thank you that there's a knock at the door and food is being provided. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the God that we serve. That's the faith that we stand on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That there's no one hungry today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for increase on jobs today. Those that are on this line, hallelujah, listening, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that you're being increased on your job today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for promotions today. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are believing God for promotion, hallelujah, raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you that I receive my promotion today. Those that are believing God, hallelujah, for raises, raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm in standing position to believe you, hallelujah, for the increase in my paycheck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's doing it today. He's doing it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have no need to fight in the battle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. Stand by faith. Believe God. Trust him. Hallelujah. And obey the voice. Hallelujah. Because see, when you're waiting on a move of God, hallelujah, glory to God, he'll come in and things start shifting and moving. Hallelujah. And you just follow the instructions of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, don't think it's strange. Hallelujah. When things begin to change and move and rearrange and the increase in the finances come to fruition. Glory to God. Just believe, God. Just believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you today. We love you today. Again, I want to thank you for joining Authority Grace. Hallelujah. We believe in great grace. Glory to God. We believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fervent prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. They availeth much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We love you today. We love you. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. With all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because see, sometimes your own understanding will slow things down. Amen. But if you trust God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, we love you today. We love you today. We thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. His grace causes us to be obedient. Hallelujah. His grace causes us to be obedient. He's given us grace for obedience. Amen. So be obedient to this word today in Romans, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. Stand by faith. That grace. Hallelujah. Because God has given you grace for it. He's given you the grace to stand and to believe. Hallelujah. And know that he's given you access. You have an all-access pass. That's free admission. Hallelujah. Because we have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It costs what it costs, and it doesn't go on sale. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I used to hear that when I was a kid growing up in the church, and now I understand. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. You can't buy this. Hallelujah. There's not enough money nowhere in the universe, hallelujah, that can buy this joy and this peace. Hallelujah. That surpasses all understanding. You can't purchase it. Hallelujah. The special privileges, you can't purchase it. You know, so we call the special privilege, we call it what? Favor. Glory to God, which is his grace that is sufficient for us today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Accept him as your personal Savior. Walk by faith and not by sight. Stand on the word of God and see the salvation of God in the name of Jesus. Watch him move the special privileges in your life as you believe God. Believe his word. Trust and obey. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you know that the door will be open unto you. Hallelujah. You have access. You have a free admission pass. 24/7. Glory to God. Again, I want to thank you for joining us here at Authority Grace, where we believe in great grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That number again to call. It's 888-627-6008 if you would like for us to believe with you in prayer. Glory to God. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would anyone like to have the closing words? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Would you like to expound on God's grace? Hallelujah. His peace, the access that he has given us, that spiritual joy. Hallelujah. The result of rejoicing in the Lord gives you that special privilege. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I would like to send out a prayer. I seen something that kind of disturbed me today, involved a young woman, and I did want to send out a prayer that God sent his guardian angels to cover all these young ladies, these girls out in this world, you know, keep them protected and under his umbrella.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out here.
Yes, and we stand in agreement with you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, yes, that these young ladies and little girls be covered with the blood of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, that you put a shield about them. Fence them in and hedge them about, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them is going to prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every word that shall rise against them shall be condemned in judgment. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you fence them in and hedge them about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hide them from the enemy, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We believe, God. Hallelujah. That they will find their way to a church home. Someone that will nurture them. Hallelujah. And teach them the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, because they're not unreachable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that those young ladies, hallelujah, whatever assignment was set against them, we turn it around in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it will not
yes,
prosper
Lord.
In the mighty yes. name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They will make U-turns and go back home, go back to their safe place in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Those spaces where they were going and being led to will no longer be available in the name of Jesus. The doors were shut. Hallelujah. They will no longer have access in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe God today while it is yet called today in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, this is Authority Grace, P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Send your prayer requests. Send your comments. Hallelujah. Send ideas. Hallelujah. If you want to hear a word, hallelujah, a special word, hallelujah. P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Hallelujah. I'm Prophetess Demetria. Hallelujah. For Authority Grace. We love you. And thank you again for tuning in. Until we meet again 2 weeks. Hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God.
Almighty,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you,
Almighty.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. We
Lord,
thank
Lord.
You for a mighty move of God
yes.
taking place.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You for who you are.
Hallelujah. In
thank
the lives of your people
you
today.
Lord.
If you would like to
yes.
join us through the week on Wednesday mornings, we have a prayer line. It's 424-284-5500. The Anointed Word Speaks Prophetic Ministry. 424-284-5500. Every Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're welcome to join us. Hallelujah. Where we pray. Hallelujah. And we allow God to have His way. And we teach the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's with your very own prophetess, Demetria, and the prayer team. They're second to none. Hallelujah. And we
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the spiritual joy that goes forth
yes.
throughout
yes.
when God ministers
yes.
through
Hallelujah.
His people to His people. Glory to
yes.
God. His
Hallelujah.
Grace is sufficient for us. And we believe
Amen. Amen.
In His great grace. Amen.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Thank you all for joining us here at Authority Grace. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Would anyone else like to have one word? Thank you, Jesus.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.